You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Captain, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window, trying to shout and take a roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show, and this is your host, Dave Hodges, and I'm really glad to be with you. And I have to tell you, this has been a fast-moving, exciting, informational 2 hours. Bob and I were talking about that during the break and just said, wow, it's gone fast. And it has, and Doug made that comment too, but we're living in a time. Art Bell used to use this term called the quickening, and I think it really applies to today because things are going so fast that we just can't keep up with everything. I feel like I'm constantly behind. And I sat down and tried to recollect one of my days 10 years ago. What would that day have been like? And I was doing broadcasting 10 years ago. I was just getting my feet wet in it. I was writing for external websites, not my own at the time. And, man, it was nothing like today. Nothing. Anyway, exciting 2 hours. It really has been. I wanted to mention to you very quickly, too, again, about True Legends Conference in September. And I want to meet as many of you as I can. I'm going to get one of these press credentials made up here, and I'll wear it around my neck so you know who I am. And you come over there and go, hey, that funny-looking guy. Well, that's the Common Sense Show guy. Yeah, right. But I do want to meet you. And the conference is really about saving humanity with great guests. And the conference information is on Steve's website, right-hand corner, or my website, thecommonsenseshow.com. And Steve's address is stevequayle.com. And we're going to have Steve on again in about 4 or 5 weeks, I think we said. Going to be tremendous, tremendous stuff as we get some of the conference participants on the show. And very quickly, too, someone wrote to me and said, Dave, I didn't catch the address for Numana, so very quickly, without doing the pitch again, good storable food at numana.com/Hodges, and you can take 10% off with the coupon code Hodges10. And I'm going to bring back in Bob Griswold here, as I'm tongue-tied for some reason, okay? By the way, coming out of the break, I popped a can here, and Todd, our producer, says, oh, so you're popping a cold one, huh? And I thought, well, okay, if I fall out of the chair, you know, I got Bob to carry on, so it's okay. No, it's actually, I'm drinking Pepsi, okay? So, yeah, not being real healthy right now, but got to enjoy some pleasures because I'm taking some medicine that puts this awful sulfuric taste in your mouth, and I just feel like I got constant bad breath, so I try to keep some liquid in there all the time, and I'm kind of watered out, so I'm enjoying my Diet Pepsi here just a second. Okay, I'm ready for the show. Bob, let's talk before we get into the issues again and kind of synthesize everything. You provide a service that you didn't have to ask me twice. You called me. It was kind of funny. My son and I were actually on the golf course when you first reached out to me a few years ago. And it was actually about 4 years ago now. But you said, I'm Bob Griswold, Ready Made Resources. And I already knew who you were. And you didn't have to ask me twice if you could come on my show, if you could sell your products on my show, because I already knew about your reputation. I knew about you from Steve. And Steve kind of mentored me when I first got involved in this, and he mentioned you as one of the good guys, and Paul Martin, too, who's a real good friend of mine up in Colorado, who, by the way, he had his heart attack. Fortunately, it was minor. He's doing great. He's back at work, and he's probably listening to the last hour of the show, driving home from the store. So hello to Paul. But you had such good recommendations, Bob. I already knew who you were, and you do such a service, which is why I'm so proud to carry the products that you have at ReadyMade. Let's talk about a few of those for a moment before we get back into the issues.
Okay. You know, Dave, I started Ready Made Resources because of a passion. You know, really for people, I was a pretty successful building contractor at the time, and yet I just felt like this is the business God called me to go into. You know, as if people have been listening to the last 2 hours, they know what I think, and I think history points it out. I think the Word of God points it out. Our nation, no matter if we go, if we do turn around or if we don't turn around, there is going to be a lot of struggle. A lot of bad things are going to happen. Our debt is going to catch up with us. We have an internal civil war brewing and going on right now. And I just think God's people need to be ready for it. And so that's why I started Ready Made Resources. And it is to equip people with the physical items that they will need to survive any disaster. You know, I've been on this program a lot. I strongly promote your Nevada food. People need to get it. I've seen, having traveled the world extensively, I've seen what people will do when they get hungry. Yeah. I mean, the parents will literally let you have their little girl to feed themselves. I mean, that's how brutal it is. And every family should have that 6 months to 2 years, and I think more like 2 years than 6 months in their house. You know, there's a lot of people right now, I think, that have fallen asleep as far as the prepping has gone, because they're buying a narrative that has been painted that the golden age is here because of Donald Trump. And I do not think that. I don't. I think we are having a little reprieve, but I think there is coming a calamity in this nation that is going to, the Deagle Report, it's going to greatly reduce the population of the United States, put it that way. And those that are prepared, those that have taken the biblical warning and history's warnings into heart, and will put the goods in their house to be able to feed their family, be able to give their family water, and to defend their family. You know, I'm a huge proponent of radio communication. Every person who listens to this program should have the ability to use ham radio. We offer all kinds of different ham radios. We have packages put together for people. I'll gladly help people decide what works for them and how to design it so that your family can stay in touch during a disaster.
Bob, I got to interrupt you. I got to ask you a question, okay? Because if I don't, I'm going to forget, because I forget to ask it every time you're on. Can you EMP-proof your ham radio?
Sure, absolutely.
And will other people basically do the same thing too, so you'll have someone to talk to?
Absolutely. You can buy the EMP bags that are very effective and just put your radio communication in there, and they will be protected against an EMP. So, yes, to answer
your
question.
What about your tower? What about your antenna? What do you got to do about that?
The antenna won't be affected by it. You know, the antenna is not affected by EMP. You don't want your antenna, basically. If it's in the EMP bag, it's fine. But if you have a radio hooked up to a larger antenna, an external antenna that might be mounted outside, you want to make sure you always unscrew your antennas from your radios. You don't want to leave tied in, even for the sake of lightning. I mean, you know, lightning hits your antenna.
Okay. So anytime you're done using it, you need to unhook your antenna.
I do it every single time, yeah, every time. So, yes. But we actually have a package right now that you get two of the Anytone radios. And I really like the Anytone radios for one reason, other than they're waterproof and some other things. But they not only have the ham radio frequencies built in, which that's like the HOV lane. That's going to be the lane less traveled in an emergency. The little walkie-talkies you buy at Walmart and stuff, those radio frequencies are going to be absolutely jammed. You won't be able to use them. But Anytone has those two frequency bands built in, what are called the GRMS and the MERS frequencies. Those are the frequencies that you get when you buy a radio down, like at Sporting Goods Authority or something. You can listen to those people talk. And if you want to talk to them, you can talk to them. But if you don't want everybody hearing, you can move over to the ham radio bands, which most people's radios won't have those frequencies built in, so that you have a lot more private communication. Like I said, if somebody goes to the website and types in the Terminator, Anytone Terminator, you can see the package. But what we're doing is we're actually giving away two more radios with a package. They're not the same qualities as the Anytones, but they're two Bofang radios. You're going to get those free added in, which you could give to somebody that didn't prepare. And, you know, you'll be able to talk with them. So we put that package together, two free radios with it. You get the two radios, you get throat mics, which throat mics are very important because it allows you to communicate privately. You get larger antennas, extra batteries, car chargers. There's a lot included in the package, so we have that. And then, you know, I've tactically used night vision. It has kept me alive at times. It is something I promote so strongly because when you have civil breakdown of the power, even if the power goes out for an extended time, or you have a natural disaster like a hurricane, you're going to deal with looters, you're going to deal with all these types of things. Being able to defend yourself at night, being able to drive a car at night, being able to hike or bug out at night, I can perform medical procedures on a person at night with my night vision. You know, those things are so important to have. You know, again, Jesus said, don't be deceived. When people cry peace and safety, sudden destruction comes on them. Just the stock market volatility this last week showed how precarious this whole house of cards is. What it showed is they could take it down anytime they want. And when it comes down, it's not going to be, I don't think it'll be gradual. When it finally breaks, when it finally hits the wall, it's going to be sudden, and your ability to prepare will be over. You won't be able to call Dave Hodges up and order any more food. It won't be available. The government will probably come in and take it all. So, you know, you can believe the picture painted by the news media or whatever that things are rosy, or you can believe God's word. It says He says He brings judgment and sin on wicked nations. It's your choice. I choose to believe the latter. And so I've prepared my family, and these are things that you can do for the more expensive items. We do offer financing from a company called Klarna. So if you buy something and you want to buy and pay for it over time, they can go on and click Klarna, and that allows them to finance it up to 36 months. So if you know you can get it that way. I just strongly recommend people to evaluate the situation America is in through the eyes of Scripture, through the eyes of history, and not political rhetoric, because political rhetoric is designed to make people feel good. They want you feeling good. They want everybody.
Let me ask you this though. First hour, preparation. Where does it come in the Bible and say that you should be prepared? Why should they take Bob Griswold seriously here from a Christian perspective?
There's two great examples in the Bible, but there are many other ones. But Noah, I mean, Noah was warned ahead of time. Being warned, what did he do? He acted. He didn't sit there and just say, well, the Lord will take care of me. He acted upon that warning. It required a great effort on his part. He had to build an ark. And because he did that, it says he saved his family. I can tell you that when America hits a brick wall, there's going to be a lot of regret from a lot of leaders in the family that they're going to look at suffering of their wife, children, and so forth. I could have, and they didn't. They ignored the danger signs everywhere. This last week's stock market volatility should be an absolute clarion call. It's not okay out there, guys. The economy could be taken down anytime they want to take it down. And what you have when it's brought down will be what you have. If you don't have night vision, you're going to have to not be able to see what's going on at night. Bad people do bad things at night. I cannot stress enough the ability that night vision gives people. It is amazing what modern night vision allows you to do, is being able to see clearly for hundreds of yards. It is, I think, being able to communicate with family members and, you know, make a plan and orchestrate communication. It's one of the three C's of military: command, communicate, and there's one other, I forget what it is, but communication is absolutely essential for any plan for a family to survive. Being able to talk and make plans. If I was going out walking around the property to make sure everything's okay, I want to be able to talk back to people that might be with me a block over or so, or my wife back in the home. That's going to require good communication equipment. It is absolutely essential. And then, like I said, you know, we carry over 5,000 products on our website. I've done it to try to put together a company that meets every need for people. I will be glad to sit there and talk with anybody if they have, you know, what can I do for my personal situation. Mm-hmm. I have had a lot of life experience overseas in very dangerous areas, to where you learn things that you generally don't learn if you have not been in those situations. So I'll be glad to help and talk with anybody to equip them. But those two things, other than your food, other than your ability to have water, communication, and the night vision gives for protection, those are absolute critical. If you do not check those boxes and have those things when the lights go down, you're going to be severely impaired to be able to protect your family.
All these songs keep popping in my head as you're talking. When the lights go out in the city, and then the other one was I Can See Clearly Now, talking about night vision. You have financing available for your night vision now, don't you?
Yeah. Again, if you buy a modern piece of night vision, it'll cost you for 36 months right around a little less than $100 a month to buy a piece of military-grade night vision. I will say this. You have to be an American citizen to buy night vision. I will not sell it to you if you're not. And you have to understand that this stuff, I mean, just think, the law is that they can fine you $100,000 and put you in prison for 10 years if you try to take it out of the country. That tells you what they think about it. It is that good. They make severe laws against taking it out of the country illegally. And the only way you can legally take it out of the country is to have the State Department grant you permission. So you can perfectly own it in the United States. There's no recording that it goes to the government that you own night vision. But that's what they think. That they understand how important it is to have night vision, is they make it's a severe crime with severe penalties to take it out of the country.
I guarantee you, Hillary Clinton sold it to donors to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, absolutely.
You know that.
Absolutely.
Happened.
And it'll be pointed back at our young men and women in harm's way. And she doesn't care about that. That put money in her pocket. I mean, you know, after all, those are just people.
Anything to be the president. I think that's her fixation. And I think her getting there is to use the power of Satan. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely.
But let's back up. I mean, I've mentioned Larry Nichols off and on a little bit, and he did extensive work with the Clintons. And he and other people have said, once a month, out to L.A., to the, Temple of Satan or Satan's Temple, whatever they call it, for satanic worship. So if you're listening to the show for the first or second time, we're not going off the rails here. We're citing people who were inside the Clinton camp for years, sometimes decades. No doubt. She's a Satanist. It's her right. By the way, didn't constitutional right to be a Satanist? You don't have a constitutional right to do all the crimes she's done. But, Bob, so that to me is very telling about her. But I think her Satanism was her vehicle to acquire power. And I think her lust for power centers on being the President of the United States.
It absolutely is. I mean, again, she is just a minion of the Lord of Darkness. He is the ultimate warrior that we face. And if you're not equipped to face a spiritual entity, then you're not going to win the battle. There's the song, you know, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. It says, unless the right man was on our side, our striving would be failing. We can strive all we want. We can be as conservative as you can be conservative. You can have all the right boxes checked. But if you don't understand the battle in which we're in, then you are going to lose. I think, however, I mean, personally, I do think, as Steve does, we've crossed the Rubicon. I could be wrong. I pray I'm wrong. But if that's the case, you are going to want to do what Noah did. And then the other example, yes, was Joseph. I mean, he was warned of a great famine coming upon the land, and so he just sat on his hands and said, well, you know, God will take care of me. No, he didn't do that. Just think of the logistics of what it took for him to store enough food to feed everybody in Egypt for 7 years. That is a monstrous project of logistics. You have to build a granaries to store it in. You have to have people to guard it. I mean, it was an immense project of what he did, and yet he did it being forewarned of God. You know, if you read Matthew 24, if you read Luke 21, the Bible makes it very clear that there are signs preceding the end of man's age before Christ returns, and it gets pretty bleak out there. And yet, God tells us that we are to prepare. We're to prepare spiritually, and that we are to prepare. He actually told people to get swords. I mean, you know, think of that. The Son of God told people to get swords, trade their coat for a sword. So, The thought of preparing is a biblical thought, and it is, to me, it is a act of faith to prepare, because what I'm stating is that God is righteous, God is going to bring judgment on this land, and He is gracious enough to tell me this, to reveal it in His Word, so that I can make appropriate plans for that judgment. The wicked go off and they're destroyed because they're going to party hardy. They're going to think the party will never end. And then when the day that we hit the brick wall and the Walmart is empty and everything vanishes quickly, our perceived wealth will disappear like water on asphalt in July. You'll go, what had happened? Where did it all go? What this last week? They said $5 trillion just disappeared in the stock market. Where did it go? $5 trillion. How do you $5 trillion is gone. That's how quick our perceived prosperity will disappear, Dave. Where did it go?
Well, the hurricane that hit Houston, the shelves were cleaned out in a day.
Yes.
We used to say 3 days. Remember that?
You
got 3 days of food. Now it's a day.
Yeah, Dave. There are things I carry in my heart that I can never forget, and one of them was a mother in Karachi, Pakistan, trying to give me her daughter. She was a little girl. I mean, you know, a prepubescent girl for $100. I can never forget that image. And it wasn't so I could get the girl to wash my socks. The mother was desperate.
How old was the girl?
6-7 years old.
Oh my gosh. Not that it's good at any age.
No.
That just hit me in the gut when you said that.
No, and you think, well, that's them. But if you read that book, I've told so many people to read, The Savage Continent, in two nations that were the most evolved human societies humanity's ever known, Italy and Germany. I mean, the greatest art, literature, science came out of those two nations. After the war, husbands were sending their wives out to bring home food. So it can't happen here. That's the mentality most people have. It can't happen here. God wouldn't let it happen here. Well, wake up call. It happened. When the nation gave in to doctrines of demons, judgment came. We are not forsaking, we are not repenting of our adherence to doctrines of demons. The church is adhering to them. The church is preaching doctrines of demons. And if we expect any other outcome than what we have seen in the Scripture over and over again, and for those who might not believe the Scripture, just look at history. It portrays the same picture. So I would continue to tell people, it is going to happen. We see it as birth pangs, building. Do we have a reprieve? Yes. God has a purpose in revealing this iniquity to everyone in America. And so, be ready. I mean,
yeah,
Noah built
right.
for 100 years.
You're right. You know, Bob, I'm so glad to hear that you're coming to the conference, and Sheila, too. And I'm going to try to get Pat Wood there, because this is up his alley. But listen to just a couple of the people that we're going to get exposed to here. Besides Steve, Timothy Alberino, Dr. Tom Horn, David Knight from InfoWars, who I really, really respect. He tells it like it is. Dr. Hugo DeGaris, an AI expert. Sharon Gilbert, a molecular biologist. David Langford, pastor and radio host. I love David Langford. I could listen to him on the radio forever. And they're going to bring more, but this is just the first wave, and it's going to be fantastic. Bob, I can't wait to be there, because I really think coming out of this conference, we already have a populist movement in this country that I didn't think would happen this quickly. I'm so gratified about how many people have awakened, including some of my family members, but this could actually start a tidal wave. These minds together, educating the people going back home, educating their neighbors. I really have high hopes about what this conference will produce.
I was at the conference, the first one. I was a I went to it. We actually were invited by Steve to come and, you know, put some of our product out. And I went to it. And I will say this, it's the only conference of its type, because basically what it is teaching people is spiritual warfare. It's teaching them the real enemy we face. And the real enemy we face is not Barack Obama. It is not Hillary Clinton. As much as we want to see those people, you know, hung, they are not our real enemy. It's opening the eyes of God's people to the real battle we face, and that is the spiritual entities we face. L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Michael Lake, I mean, they were all just great speakers.
Absolutely.
And they just took it and said, this is what really is going on behind the scenes. It was basically like a spiritual intelligence briefing that was a, you know, top secret, because people don't know it. So it was revealed, and they're revealing this stuff and equipping God's people to stand in this wicked day.
Couldn't have said it better. I don't know, I kind of get this brain fog here going on because I get so many thoughts coming into my head at one time. But I do believe the final blow to humanity is going to be transhumanism. They got to subjugate us in a lot of other ways first. And I think what Steve has put together here is a conference in which we are actually going to talk about the final battle. I mean, what is it that, I'm going to paraphrase the Lord here in Revelations, where there would be no one left if Jesus didn't come?
Well, that's also in the Synoptic Gospels, that unless those days have been shortened, no flesh would be left.
Exactly.
It means what it says. You know, in every way humanity can be attacked. Look at the food we're feeding people. It's killing them. Look at the drugs that they're taking. It's killing them. Look at the vaccines they're taking. It's killing them. In every way, I mean, again, you said spermageddon. Men's sperm counts has dropped. We're not going to be even able to sire children. And then on top of it, they're going to give these sex bots, these robots, that look like the most stunning, beautiful women you could ever imagine. And you could be in the store and buy three or four of them and have them around the house, do whatever you want to do with them. I mean, so women will become unneeded for men. China, I read a story the other day, China is building these sex bots by the droves.
Yes.
Because they have killed so many female children because of the one-child policy, that there's millions and millions of men in China that don't have a female companion. So they're building them these sex bots so they can have them for for sexual needs.
Do you know who's behind the building of these?
Soros?
Well, I'm sure he has a hand in it somewhere. But no, it's what Sheila called them, Gulag, Google. Amazon has a hand in this too, but it's Google. Google's setting up all the AI for China.
Yeah.
And telling people, watch China because it's coming here, and also watch Venezuela because when they get us on our knees, that's coming here too.
Absolutely, it's coming. And I can say that by absolute authority of God's word. God judges sin. It is immutable. Wake up. It is immutable. The blood of 60 million children, the defilement of marriage, our crass materialism, where we place material possession more than the souls of our children. We talked about that in the earlier hours. It is coming, and it's a juggernaut. Get ready. Again, the conference is going to equip you to learn basics of spiritual warfare. You need to know these things so that you can stand in that wicked day. It's one thing to lose your life. It's another thing to lose your soul.
Let me share this with you. And I've said this before on the show, so for our veteran listeners, please forgive me. But I think it bears saying again right here. Vance Davis, a very close friend of mine, formerly of the NSA, took me under his wing 25 years ago and started educating me after I confessed to him in private who my father was and what he did. And he said, this is a guy we probably should talk to and kind of bring him up to speed. But anyway, let me tell you what Vance said. When he was in the NSA in West Germany, and that kind of tells you how far back this goes, he was trained that, and this is what they told him, word for word, that there is a spiritual war going on out in space and a real war between good and evil, and, you know, between the fallen angels and the good guys. And they brought that war to the Earth, and the prize on the earth is the human soul. Now remember, this is an NSA guy telling me this.
Yes.
And he said this to me in 1993. I've known Vance for 25 years now. 1993. And he's telling me this stuff, and he said they can't unlock the soul, so they're beginning to look for ways to unlock the human being and change the human being and destroy God's creation because they can't get the soul because it's so divine and protected. That was 93, before there was the word transhumanism being used in the vernacular.
Yes. I mean, they've just publicly admitted they cloned a monkey. They've publicly admitted that they've already done cross-species breeding, that they've breeded humans and pig genome together, human and sheep genome together. Only the Lord knows what's being done and conducted at secret laboratories, which, you know, all the major powers of the earth have, because we can't be outdone by somebody else making some kind of breakthrough in genetics. So all nations of the earth are putting billions of dollars into this type of research, and ultimately they're looking for the Methuselah gene that they can give themselves eternal life, but what they're going to be unleashing is eternal hell. Every sign is there, you know, through these AI beings, through these, they're talking about, they've discovered alien life. Well, I know what the alien life is going to, what's going to show up. It's going to be lying spirits doing wonders. I mean, again, go back and read.
Fallen angels,
know.
Right? Fallen
angels? Absolutely. And, you know, we see these signs that the Bible gives us. They're over. I mean, Daniel says that at the end of the age, knowledge and travel would expand greatly. I mean, look what's happened in just the last century with knowledge and the ability for travel. I mean, we see a guy who just launched a sports car on its way to Mars. I mean, it's incredible what humanity, this esoteric hidden knowledge has been unveiled to humanity, so that just as it was in Babylon, nothing will be impossible for us to achieve. And so we are going to have the real freak show genetically unleashed upon humanity. And if you do not go along with it, you're going to experience genetic apartheid, meaning you're going to be yesterday's genome. Everybody else is going to be superior to you. But what it comes with, when you start taking these other DNAs of other creatures and put them in yours, you cease to fall under the realm of God's covenant of salvation. You forfeit your soul. You cannot turn away. You cannot make him, you know, I made a mistake, let me go back. You don't want to go back. You will be transformed into something that falls outside of God's grace. This is coming upon all of humanity, and it's coming at light speed. That, on top of the fact that we see, you know, just nation, just, I mean, right now, we just, with the possibility of Iran and Israel having a conflict, it's nonstop, just threats, rumors of war and wars. We see them, I mean, just in the last couple of decades, how many millions of people have been killed in war. It's staggering what we see happening. And if people read these words, or the pastors don't preach about the coming of the Lord anymore, or blessed hope, or any of this. They preach about the blessed hope being, you know, in your checkbook, that God's going to deposit, you know, lots of money in it.
I know. I haven't heard a fire and brimstone speech since the 1980s.
You're not going to hear them. They don't talk about them anymore. Now, I will say, you get somebody like Dr. Michael Lake at the Branson Conference, and you're going to hear what the Bible has to say about these things. Go to it. Listen, you're going to be blessed.
Between.
To
the few and far between, Bob.
Yes, absolutely. And Jesus said that would happen. He said, many would come in my name saying, I am him. I'm doing this. I deceive many. And people will follow after him. They follow after him because they'll promise him stuff, you know, earthly stuff. And they'll sell him soul
back
for
to
earthly
something.
Stuff.
I want to go back to something you mentioned because I only saw it in passing. And I was making selected topic decisions to put out on my daily news that I do and on the podcasts on YouTube, which they all get demonetized. And you mentioned about the sports car going to Mars. I tell you, here's another song. Meet George Jetson, his boy Elroy.
Yeah,
but tell me about this car. What kind of specifications are there? What's the goal? I'm just curious.
I guess it's a publicity stunt, and also to demonstrate the technology that they now possess. I mean, Elon Musk took his one of his sports cars, bright red sports car. They put an astronaut, a fake astronaut, in the driver's seat. You can go online and look at it. It's he's driving a sports car convertible with the top off. He's driving it to a Mars orbit. Now, not an orbit, but a Mars trajectory. I mean, I don't think it's going to circle Mars, but it's on its way to the orbital path of Mars. And if they have a camera on there live that you can watch this guy driving his car to Mars right now. It's pretty surreal.
How's he going to land?
He's not going to land. It's basically they're going to cross the orbit path of Mars, but it's not going to go into orbit or anything. But okay. it's a stunt. But again, the fact is that they launched a sports car on its way to Mars.
I hope it has reclining seats so he can sleep, take a nap.
Yeah, lumbar support.
What about the meteors that are going to come his way?
Yeah, I mean, but what it goes is nothing is beyond our reach right now. And mankind, in our depravity, we're going to reach for what we desire the most. We're going to reach for a sexual fulfillment outside of God's covenant of marriage. We're going to seek a prolonging of our life to escape God's curse. And we're going to seek esoteric knowledge, the mystery hidden things. And all this is going to be given to humanity. And it's given to us by Lucifer for our destruction. Let's keep in mind, he hates us. We are God's chosen people. We are the apple of God's eye. And Lucifer was dethroned from his position due to his pride. And we took that honored position, and his jealousy and rage against us knows no end.
So do you think yelling out three Hail Hillarys will ever save you in the face of Satan?
Not at all. It's like you said, that song by Martin Luther, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God, unless the right man, Jesus, were on our side, our striving is failing." Anything we do, it's failing if ultimately we do not have God's salvation in our life. But our temporal salvation, I want to live here. I don't want to die. I want to be here as the protector of my family. I want to see my children fed. I know this tribulation is coming. I know these times are coming. And so I'm being warned by God, who's gracious, to get my family in order. And I just tell everyone else, you can believe the rhetoric that comes out of the news medias that, you know, whatever they tell you, happy days are here. Or you can believe God's word, you can believe history, and we are down at the bottom rung, barely holding on to our republic right now. And what Donald Trump is doing is he is revealing how deeply we have been compromised. And again, the people, that the actors we know, the names we know, are only the players. But this thing has gone on for 6,000 years now, or 4,000 actually, from Nimrod. In that red thread of Babylon, it follows through all these esoteric societies. It followed through the Nazi Germany. You name it. It weaves itself through humanity for our destruction. And so you can be warned and act in faith as Noah did, and build an ark. And today the ark would be setting that 2 years of food aside, acquiring the means to protect your family, you know, and all the other things that you will need for this journey through this tribulation period that's coming. You can do that, or you can ignore it. You can ignore the signs and, you know, go out and buy all the junk you don't need. And then when it hits, you will be it'll be devastating for you. I mean, we have a time now that we can be learning life skills, earth skills, learning how to do things that our forefathers knew how to do, or we can be sitting there watching as the world pukes on TV. It's your choice. And I think, you know, the Bible tells us to redeem the times. And we really need to take that admonition very, very seriously, to redeem the time we have. And it's hard to redeem the time when you're sitting down in front of something that's pumping complete vileness into your home. That's hard to do. I mean, reading the Bible, praying together, those are good things. You know, getting the storage food in your home, that's a good thing. Going to a course where they teach you how to protect your family with firearms, that's a good thing. I mean, learning how to garden, that's a good thing. All this is knowledge. It's so easy to get right now through the internet. You can watch YouTubes that tell you how to organic garden. You can watch just about anything, and then you need to put it into practice. And then, again, as God has afforded your budget to do it, you need to get the things that will allow you, the tools. I mean, you know, to do any job correctly, you need the right tools. You know, if you're
that's
a carpenter.
Right. You really got to have the food, and you can grow your food inside. And you know, Steve once told me when we talked about Renaissance precious metals, in which he sells gold and silver. And he told me, he says, some people come to me, Dave, and they don't really have enough cash to make it worthwhile for them to convert at that time. He tells them to go buy food and prepare your home to be a fortress of personal prep supplies. That's what I respect about Steve so much. I mean, he'll turn people away if he knows he can't give them the maximum help and try to push them in a direction he thinks that they really should be better off going. But, you know, we look at preparation and it is so neglected. And I'm slapping myself. I mean, I keep saying I need to call Bob because I need 1, 2, and 3. And I keep putting it off because I'm so stinking busy. And I'm writing myself a memo right here, call Bob. And I'm going to be calling you because you've got some things that we need to talk about, namely shortwave. And how I can equip my family with the portable stuff, because you're going to really need. The problem is we live in or near these metropolitan areas, and our families are scattered during the day. And
ham radio allows you to unscatter.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Exactly. That's my number one priority right now. And then I need to look at a higher level of water filtration. I don't really trust what I have. So that to me, here's the host confession to this. Now, we've done pretty well with the food, and we've stored up a lot of stuff that's going to last quite a while, and we feel we're pretty good there. We're fairly well armed. We need more ammo, and that's actually on my to-do list for the next 2 weeks. So, you know, here I'm confessing that I got work to do. So it's not like we're preaching to everybody. We're all in this battle together, because in the end of the day, if we didn't have an organized civilization, I mean, you look at what civilization is, and I've taught this in my college social classes. You start out with, you know, hunting and gathering, and then you graduate to pastoral, which is what we were during the American Revolution. Then you've got agriculture, post-industrial, following the industrial age, and we're kind of in that transition period right there. But if we didn't have those societal, civilized organizations, and we're back to the beginning of the dawn of time where there's no rule of law, you have to take care of yourself. You're totally on your own. And this is what people don't seem to grasp, is we can go from post-industrial to hunting and gathering in a moment.
History is replete with civilizations that have done that. I want to mention something about the night vision before I forget. You know, Dave, there's a head harness that comes with night vision that's fairly uncomfortable. Military calls it a headache mount. We are actually giving away about a $200 helmet free when you buy the night vision. And I challenge people for the PVS Pop-Up Victor Sierra S14. That's the military piece of night vision that they give most troops. The units that we supply you are the very best you can buy. Tubes are rated to, there is a P tube, there's a P plus, an HP, and an HP plus. HP plus being the best tube. Those are the tubes that we put in the night vision that we sell people. The military in their contract bidding only requires HP. So the night vision we're giving you is a higher grade than what the military requires during contracting for soldiers. So you're going to get the very, very best piece of night vision you can get. It comes with a 10-year warranty from the manufacturer. So Bob Griswold dies tomorrow, you still have the warranty from the manufacturer. So you're getting a piece of equipment. I mean, I can't tell you what it'll do for you. It's just most people, the first time they look through a piece of military night vision, their expression is, oh, my gosh, I never knew it was like this. It is that good. I mean, in a really dark night, being able to look through it, all of a sudden you can see out 300-400 yards and everything that's going on with it. It's pretty impressive. So we're giving away that helmet free. It's a what they call a PT bump helmet. It's a tactical helmet. It's not bulletproof or anything, but it's good for impacts. But it helps maintain and support the night vision in a far more comfortable way than if you didn't have that helmet. And I also challenge people, go look at the price we're selling it for. Compare it to anybody else online. You're going to find people, I mean, people selling this night vision for $3,600-$3,700. We are right at the $3,000 mark. So just out of the gate, we're hundreds of dollars cheaper than most people. And compare the price. Don't believe me. Just go online and research it. And then we're also giving that tactical helmet away with it. So I don't think you'll find a better deal anywhere with it. And I just cannot, again, stress the importance of having it. It is one of those things that has saved my life. I know I've used it to really kind of save other people's lives. And same thing with radio. I share that story about we were way high up on a mountain. The guy fell off his horse, hit his head on the pavement. I mean, blood was coming out of his ears. That's not a good sign. No. None of the cell phones worked up there. We were actually following a bicycle race. Our ham radio station was monitoring it down at the base of the mountain. And I called it in. And I was the only one able to contact with the ham radio communication. They got LifeStar up there. The helicopter landed and took them away. I don't know what happened to the gentleman, but I don't think he'd done too well if, you know, somebody had to drive down the mountain, tell somebody, have the ambulance come up and get him. We say we cut a lot of time out of that equation with ham radio because we were able to communicate when nobody else could. You know, during Dallas or these fires in California, fires in Tennessee, a lot of these towers went down. Cell phones didn't work. It's going to be critical. You know, we still face this thing with an EMP. Ben Carson has talked a lot about it. You know, Trump's administration has talked a lot about EMP. One bomb from North Korea could really shut down a lot of America. Your cell phones aren't going to work. Your ham radio will work. You can call your wife at work and call your children and communicate with them and say, this is the plan. Here's what we're going to do. It is that critical because, again, when it happens, my firm belief is, as the scripture teaches, it's going to happen suddenly. They're going to be crying all kinds of peace and safety. Everything's going to be fine. Happy days are here. And then sudden destruction comes upon them.
Well, let me pin you down here because we don't have much time. So this has got to be kind of on the brief side for an answer. But if you were to pick false flag or false flags that the deep state's going to initiate because we're breathing down their necks and they're getting their butts kicked, as Doug Hagman was talking about, what do you think they're going to do? What form will it take?
Well, you know, the shooter in Las Vegas didn't get the bang that they wanted, so they're going to have to escalate. You know, there's suitcase nuclear weapons that have been missing out of the inventory. I think we mentioned last time, the 8 years Barack Obama was president, he had access to the most sophisticated weapons humanity has ever known. He planted his people throughout our government, throughout our military. They had the choice of what they could appropriate: nuclear weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons. I mean, even a false flag of a EMP. I think those a nuclear incident in some sort is probably high on that agenda to turn that off. You know, computer hacking turns off maybe the EBT system so that people don't get their EBT cards. There's been a glitch in the system, ladies and gentlemen. We've been hacked. Your EBT card doesn't work. You can't get any food. Can you only imagine? That's overnight, Dave. That happens at the blink of an eye. And you have a lot of hungry people that are going to go find food any way they can. And so that's what I think is pretty high on the probability factor of what's
going
to
happen. You're not going to be able to get gas at an EMP, are you?
No. No, the gas pumps won't work. The computers that drive them won't work.
That's right.
And we don't, you know, it is going to really turn us from a modern technological society basically to an agricultural society. And since people have lost, I mean, millennials planting gardens, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, food doesn't come from seeds. Food comes out of bags.
Well,
you know?
You're talking subsistence farming, and that's not agriculture by definition. That's pastoral.
Right, precisely.
We're down so, one level below hunting and gathering, which is
right.
Kind of
caveman. And I want to make
stuff.
It clear, I'm a gardener. I'm an avid gardener. But even on my property, it would be very hard to grow enough food to feed my family. I could do it, and it would be slim rations, but that's the absolute necessity of having storage food. You can supplement what you grow because that is energy. Food is energy, and you need to have enough of it to keep you alive. If you start off trying to grow a garden to feed your family, I mean, you don't plant an apple tree today and then have apples tomorrow. These things take time. And so you've got to have a storage plan in place that will allow you time to adjust to your situation and to the change in society and keep your family fed. And you've got to be able to do that. And again, you've got to be able to protect it, because at the end of the day, it's only yours if you can protect it.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say this to you. And the two best prepared groups in America, you know, outside individuals like yourself, the Amish, but I don't think they have a way to protect what they've got. They'll be the least impacted if an EMP hit, or they're not directly in the way of a nuclear bomb. But when the ravaging hordes come, you got to wonder how they're going to protect themselves, and you have to wonder if they'll kind of
There are actually plans of people that have said, you know, I know you guys don't like guns, we do. You grow the food, we'll protect it. And I think there'll be alliances like that form. We have a huge Amish population in our area, and I mean, my gosh, they have farmers markets. I go out there and I just look at the food they produce, and I go, this is amazing what they do.
You're right. And so you're right. I've seen it too. I've seen it in this area.
So
there's
I go to them and say, listen, I know you guys don't like guns. I have friends that do like them, and we can help protect what you have here, and for that protection, just give us a little bit of it.
Well, the other group I was going to mention,
all kinds of alliances that form like that, and so the Amish are amazing people. And again, the Mormon people, I mean, they're their church tenet to have a year's worth of food in the house for every person.
You just took the words out of my mouth.
Wise and sage advice.
The Mormons are prepared because they've been an abused people in the past, particularly in the 19th century, with the hanging of Joseph Smith and so forth, and they take their survival very seriously. I really admire those two things about the Mormons. They love their families. They're so family-oriented. It's admirable. They have game night and stuff. And I grew up with a lot of Mormon kids, so I'm real familiar with the traditions and their preparation. I remember going down kids' basements, and I'd see these massive cans of food. And I'd go, wow, you guys having a party? No, this is what we're commanded to do. Oh, that's how I first found out about it. I think I was about 10 or 11 years old. It's fantastic. Well, Bob, we're just about out of time, so I want you to give out your contact information. We got about 30 seconds, and how people
can reach
you.
Well, I'll stay here for about half an hour, Dave, after the program, and it's 800-627-3809, and my website is Ready-Made Resources, all standard spelling, one word, readymaderesources.com. Like I said, we have about 5,000 products online. If you have questions concerning any of them, like I said, I'll be here half an hour. I'll be in the office all day tomorrow. Call me. I'm glad to talk with you. Don't feel like you have to buy something if you have questions. I'll gladly answer your questions. Take it home. Think about it. And then when you make that decision, come back and get what's suited for your family.
That's one of the reasons why people respect you and Steve so much. No pressure, just information. And if I can help you, I'll help you. Bob, my friend, we are out of time. I want to thank you for sitting in for 3 hours tonight. You're fantastic. You get my highest endorsement, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Well, God bless. It's been a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Griswold, Sheila Zielinski, and Doug Hagman. Wow, what a show. I'm so honored. We'll be back here next week with another great show. Please join us then. Go out and have a great week. God bless.